Bert Show.
Question for you guys to ponder. 120 people show up to a wedding. Of those 120 people, how many do you think brought gifts? Because Aliz Ruiz posted this on TikTok and shared, when we had 120 people at our wedding, we only received how many gifts do you think they got?
I think a little more than half of the people would bring a gift. So I would say about 70, 75.
Okay.
I'm going to go 45.
Okay. Because remember, you have 120 people. But to help you guys out, most of those people are probably coupled up. Mm-hmm. So you got 60 couples.
Oh, that makes sense.
So then families.
So you'll have one gift. So you might want to alter your thinking a little bit.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go 40.
Okay.
40 of the 60 couples?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. 40.
I already said 45.
Four.
Four?
No.
What?
Way.
Four.
It had to be some kind of weird circumstance.
She said when we had 120 people at our wedding and we only received 12 cards and 4 gifts, because she's playing a quirky song in the background and she's like, we only had 120, we had 100. And then you read the caption, he goes, and before you all come for me, I'm not even saying it had to be money, but just a card with a cute message or prayer. I don't know. I wouldn't show up to a wedding empty handed. Out of the 120 guests, she received 4 gifts.
That does seem wildly low.
Oddly low.
Weirdly yeah. low.
So I went through the comments because, I mean, obviously you're looking at her and her husband like, hey, like, what did you all do to all these people that they don't want to bring gift? But
well, then they shouldn't have even shown up.
That's what I was thinking. Why would you even be there if you don't like them?
So I'm going through the comments and Macy Wolf says, I feel like our generation doesn't know common courtesy anymore. Anytime someone invites you anywhere, you bring something, period. Another person said, I would die of embarrassment if I didn't bring a gift to a wedding. Sis Lil J, no, your presence is not a gift. If they wanted to see you, they invite you over. It's a wedding, a couple starting their lives together, and you don't want to contribute to that. People are so embarrassing. And then everybody, a lot of people commented, and I'm sure they all thoroughly enjoyed the free food and drinks while they're sitting there having that brought you a gift.
This is infuriating for a couple of reasons. A, because it is just so, it's just so discourteous to show up empty handed. A, but B, you know how much money I have spent on other people's wedding gifts and wedding showers and baby showers. And then you're going to show up to my wedding with nothing in hand. For me, from a fairness level, that's what would bother me the most, is how often you've got to show up for other people and then it's your big day and then they just slide in. They're like, here's your Hallmark card. Bye.
I do feel like today we are getting away from people not knowing to show up empty handed to practically anything, because that's how I was raised. Even if you're going to someone's home for a little bit, you bring something. And I know every time I have a get together, if I have 15 people there, 2 or 3 people will bring something.
It's just if there's somebody's inviting you over for dinner, mm-hmm. I feel like I want to contribute in some manner. So I'm probably going to bring a bottle of wine, depending if that's the vibe.
So while we're here, this doesn't have to do with a wedding, but I have found myself the last couple of weeks reluctant to invite people to Hollis's graduation party for this reason.
Why?
Because I don't want them to feel like they need to bring a gift. And I've heard it joked about before, you're supposed to invite all your friends because your kid will get money.
Yeah.
And his dad's doing okay, so he doesn't really need to get cash from other people. I've been reluctant on inviting people because I didn't want them to feel that they were, it was mandatory.
Okay. Say no gifts, please. And the invitation.
But then they still do it anyway.
That's their choice, though.
Yeah. So here's, as somebody who was... It was lovely to get an invite from your girlfriend to your son's graduation party, which I think it's beautiful that your girlfriend Amanda is helping you plan this graduation mm-hmm. party at your house. So, yes, you are doing well, et cetera. However, college students can still use some money. So this is not about you. This is about Hollis. This is about celebrating his accomplishment.
But he's going to get plenty of money from his dad for college.
Never
and that's
enough.
Great.
What's that?
It's never enough. Yeah. And that is great. And I'm letting you know right now, whether you like it or not, we're getting Hollis a graduation card, and we're stuffing some money in it for him. Because I've known this kid since he was three, and that's a huge milestone and accomplishment in all those years of school and his extracurricular activities, and he got accepted to the college he wants to go to and is hoping to transfer. And no, you don't have to spend that money. You can put that money in a savings for something, or if you want to, like, you know, over the summer, go do a travel abroad so you can go see, you know, see the world, etc. Let people throw some cash at your kid. Don't feel bad about it.
Maybe I was projecting how I feel about presents onto his party, because to me, you showing up and just saying, hey, congratulations, and acknowledging the work that he did should be gift enough.
Well, I can't go because I'm going to be at the digging zone in next to Dollywood this weekend.
Well, then Bart better come with a big-ass gift.
There you go.
I was just going to echo Kristen's sentiment. Like, it's actually a great opportunity for you to sit down with him and talk about investing in his future. And you could put that money in, like, a Roth IRA or something like that. So, yeah, you might be able to fund his college now, but his friends and family can give to him in a way that's going to help take care of him when he retires. And I know that's so far off, but that's kind of a beautiful sentiment.
And listen, it's a big deal that Hayden's graduating for SCAD. We're getting him a graduation card and money as well.
Dang.
I'm also graduating from an online class, so you're all invited.
Shouldn't the parents get a gift? I mean, we've seen them through it. We've supported them for 4 or 5 years.
The gift is them moving out.
Shouldn't we get a gift?
Your gift is them graduating. Yeah.
Is it?
No.
Because at least one of them's still going to be milking me for a whole bunch of money.
That's a fact.
The Burt Show.